It's time now for an encouraging word from the Lord. Get ready for a supernatural lift in your spirit as we prepare our hearts to hear from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon. We now enter into a moment of inspiration. Here's Dr. Ty Dixon.
Hello, my radio listening audience. This is Dr. Ty Dixon. I want you to get ready for another powerful series entitled Flies in the Ointment. We are living in a day and time where we need the presence of God like we've never needed God before. We need the power of God operating in our minds, in our hearts, in our souls, in our spirits. We need to carry the anointing of God. But we're finding that sometimes through the day-to-day life, sometimes in going in and out of the world. Somebody need to talk to me right now. You find yourself weakened. Am I talking to anybody now? You find that instead of having that sweet fragrance of the presence of the Lord, it's a lot of drama in the jungle. Will somebody say, get the flies out of the ointment? We're going to shift. I want you to get your pen. I want you to get your paper, get your Bible, get your iPads, get anything, because we are going to dig into a lot of scripture. What's the problem? We got to shift. Somebody say it's time to shift. It's time to shift from excuses and go into results. Somebody say no more excuses. I must have results. Somebody may say, well, what's the problem? The problem is the fragrance. The problem is there's a dead fly in the ointment. The problem is there's no power. Somebody say it's time to deal with it. Flies in the ointment. Your life will never be the same. King James say the word, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all that's evil. Keep us from being tempted, my Lord. Are you telling me, Dr. Ty, I can actually pray that God would keep me from being tempted? Yes. Lead us not into temptation, but what? Deliver us from all that's evil. Keep me from being tempted, my Lord. See, some people need to, before you leave the house, say, Lord, keep me from being tempted and protect me from evil. When you come home, keep me from being tempted and protect me from evil. When you're going to have to confront somebody that you know that set you off, keep me from being tempted. Protect me from all that's evil. You're going to find that in Matthew 6:13. Here's another scripture for you. Let us then, and I'm looking at Hebrews 4:14-15. Write it down, please. Hebrews 4:14-15. Are you with us? Let us then hold firmly to the faith we profess. Hold firmly. You don't just, well, I don't know what I feel today. No, you hold firmly to the faith that you profess. For we have a great high priest who has gone into the very presence of God, Jesus, the Son of God. Our high priest is not one who cannot feel sympathy or who cannot what? Be touched by the feelings of our infirmities. In other words, when you're struggling, when you're fighting, when you're doing all you can, my Lord, to resist temptation, Jesus feels it. He knows it. He's been there. For our weaknesses, who cannot feel sympathy for our weaknesses. On the contrary, we have what? A high priest who was tempted in every way that we are, but did not sin. Hebrews 4:14-15. And we have a high priest who knows what it's like to struggle, who knows what it's like to resist, who knows what it's like to give it your very best. And he what? He has sympathy. He knows what that's for. He can feel you. I'm talking to somebody right now. You're resisting the best way you know how. You're doing the best you know how. I want you to know right now, as you listen to this broadcast, Jesus feels you. And I speak strength to you now in the name of Jesus. I speak that you will stand and you will not fall. Why don't you put your hands up right now and say, Lord, I thank you for helping me. God is with you. He has promised you that he will keep you. Now, I want you to know that he will send you a way of escape. You just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. God is delivering somebody right now in the middle of this broadcast from temptation. Oh, somebody need to give God praise right there. In Matthew 26 and 41, it says, keep watch and pray that you will not fall into temptation. Somebody look at somebody to your left and say, I just need to pray more. It said, keep watch and pray that you not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is what? Weak. Your spirit man wants to be empowered. Your spirit man wants God to be glorified. Your spirit man wants to stand tall. But your flesh, that carnal side of you, that wild side of you, it is weak. But the Bible lets us know, if we resist, oh, here we go. I want to get right to that scripture. I want you to turn. Let's turn right there. Let's get there. The one about to resist. Here we go. Happy, we're looking at James 1, 12 through 15. Happy are those who remain faithful under trials. It's not hard to be faithful when you're not going through anywhere, when you're not being tried, when you're not being tempted. It says, happy are those who remain faithful under trials. Because when they succeed in passing such tests, they will receive as their reward the life with God has promised to those who love him. You see, there's a reward for you when you stand against temptation. There's a reward for you when you remain faithful to God in the midst of the test. There's a reward for you when you continue to serve God in the middle of it, in the middle of your test and your trial and temptation. It says what? They succumb in passing such a test. They will receive as their reward the life which God had promised to those who love him. If we are tempted by such trials, we must not say this temptation came from God. Now, if we could just pause right there. What is it? Look at your life. What is it in your life that you are saying, or who is it in your life that's causing you to stumble and you're saying it came from God? Oh, it's time to clean the closet out. Look at the scripture. This says what? If we are tempted by such trials, we must not say this temptation comes from God, for God cannot be tempted by evil. Oh, my Lord. God told us what? Pray that you don't go into temptation. Resist sin. See, God is not schizophrenic. He's not going to tell you resist it and pray and then put it in your path at the same time. He's a good God. He loves us. He's with us. So we find out that the way you destroy people's lives, that you camouflage yourself as if you were the friend, or you reflect something on somebody or something else so that you can remain hidden. What am I talking about? I'm talking about Satan, who is your enemy. He will put things out there and say, God sent it. My God, some people are in relationships right now that's brutal. You've been beaten, you've been scorned, you're losing things, and you're convinced God sent it. But the Bible says God did not come to kill, steal, and destroy. He came, Jesus came, that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So if you're suffering loss and you're in calamities and you're all these things, you should got to take a step back and say, God, hold up. What does the word say? The word say this temptation, these trials, the temptation, it don't say it came from God. So God cannot be tempted by evil, and he himself tempts no one. But we are tempted when we are drawn away and trapped by our own evil desires. Oh, that's a mouthful right there. Some people's lives are a total train wreck, and they say, the Lord told me to do this. The Lord let me do this. But we got to read the scriptures, and we got to understand what that scripture says and rightfully divide the word of God. The Bible says God tempts no man with evil. He did not come to destroy your life. Oh my God. He didn't come to destroy you. He came to redeem you. He came to renew you, to refresh you, to lead you beside still waters. But we are tempted when we are drawn away and trapped by our own evil desires. Then our evil desires conceive and give birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. That's in James 12 and 15. But let's look at the redemptive quality, because we don't want to end with death, but we want redemption. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, it says, you are tempted in the same way that everyone else is tempted. You got to understand that you're not the only one. I'm not the only one. We're not the only ones on planet Earth, that people are going through things. People are being tempted. See, one of the things, the strategies of Satan to destroy somebody's life, he isolates you and make you feel like you are the only one. But I want you to know that not only are you not the only one, but others are praying for you. Somebody say, lead me not into temptation. It says you are tempted in the same way that everyone else is tempted, but God can be trusted. I want you to get somebody a high five and say, God can be trusted and not let you be tempted too much. And he will show you how to escape from your temptations. Oh God, you see, there's not a child of God that's trapped. Oh, no, you're not trapped. Oh, no, you're not in a relationship that you can't get out of it. You're not in a circumstance that you can't get out of it. You're not in anything. You're not trapped. You're not shut down. You're not shut up. Look at the way of escape. Put your hands over your eyes and say, Lord, show me the way out of this mess. Nobody is trapped in this hour, because God is able to keep that which is committed to him. And with every temptation, he will give you a way of escape. The problem is not if you're trapped. The problem is, do you want to be free? How bad do you want your freedom? Freedom will cost you. Freedom will cost you everything you own sometimes. Freedom will cost you your best friend, your BFF. Huh? Freedom will cost you something. Freedom will cost you a relationship for Mr. Tall, Dark, and Handsome. Freedom will cost you something. Freedom gonna cost you something. But when you're free, you are free indeed. So the challenge is not if you can get free, it's do you want to be free? Do you want to be free? Do you want to be free? And we finish it up. Galatians 5 and 16. If you are guided by the Spirit of God, if you're led by the Spirit, you won't obey selfish desires.
You've just heard another encouraging message from the radio broadcast of Dr. Ty Dixon and A Moment of Inspiration. For more life-changing messages from this powerful ministry, visit her website at www.tydixon.org. That's www.tydixon.org.
Hello, my radio listening audience. This is Dr. Ty Dixon, and I have something very exciting for you today. Many of you have commented that Dr. Ty came right in the middle of the broadcast, or Dr. Ty got the tail end of the broadcast, and I wish I could have heard the whole broadcast. The part that I hear was good. Well, I got something for you that's going to definitely plummet you into another level. You now have the opportunity to get the full broadcast emailed to you every week. Yes, every week I will get that broadcast out to you. You can download it on your phone. You can listen to it as many times as you like. I want you to write this down. Now write down this email address, tytyradio77@gmail.com. Again, that's tytyradio77@gmail.com. Send me a quick email and I'll get you on the distribution list and get ready for that powerful message to come to you on a weekly basis. I really do appreciate all of your support, and God bless you. Let's go higher in this hour.